Affirming our families. Having a true sense of our identity gives us security and overcomes our tendency to judge. Parents should rear their children in this concept. We should affirm others in it. As a parent, one of the most important things you can do is to continually believe in your kids, to never disbelieve in them. Just keep believing in them, seeing in them the celestial spirit that is there, even in wayward children, like those with a drug problem. You don't look at their behavior. You look at their divine identity and potential and treat them accordingly. How do you do that? Well, if you don't have deep within yourself this same sense, you can't. You may try to fake it, but it won't come genuinely, authentically, except from the soul of those who sense it about themselves and the relationship to God, who gives us the eye of faith. If you have teenagers, smile a lot. Don't take their insensitivity personally. Roll with the punches and remember that this too shall pass. Don't get angry and empower their weaknesses as they go through their identity crises. Stay true and faithful to them. Hold them accountable through a system of discipline, not punishment, and give them your unconditional love. Remember that someday there might be a life-changing event that will shift a wayward teen's paradigm, as one young man experienced. This is the way he put it. I had been inactive for a number of years. I saw no need for the church or for a God in my life. I had a hard time understanding how there could be a God, let alone a loving God, with all of the horrific things that took place in the world. I especially didn't believe that a God, if there was one, knew me and cared about what happened in my life. So I stopped going to church and I began to live the kind of life I thought I always wanted. I married, and after a few years, my wife became pregnant. At the time, my wife and I didn't have a very strong relationship, and I found myself spending as much time as possible away from home. I grew tired of the constant fighting and the pressure I felt every time I looked at her and knew that she was having my child. I wasn't ready to be a father and didn't want the responsibility that came with that new role. But something happened when my first child was born. When I held that little child in my arms, I knew. I looked into my son's eyes and saw the love my heavenly Father had for me. And at that moment, I knew that I was a son of God, and that my new little son was also a son of God. This moment changed my life. It was as if the plan seemed to unfold. There wasn't anything I wouldn't do for this little being, and I knew that that must be how Heavenly Father felt about me. I felt I was loved in that small hospital birthing room, and that love carried me through the road of repentance. When I felt the love and forgiveness come into my life, I became a new man. I became a real husband and developed a relationship with my wife and my son. We stopped arguing as much, and I found myself longing to be at home when I was away. I hadn't felt that desire in a very long time. Knowing who I was changed how I treated my wife and how I viewed my role as a father. I wanted to be a father, and the joy of being with my son filled my life. End of story. When we affirm our family members and others as children of God, we're helping them experience the first event of the restoration on a personal level. We're helping them understand that they have the potential of Godhood built into them. Our objective is not to set ourselves up as models, but rather to help them discover that Christ is the model, the perfect model, that can eclipse and subordinate the false and restrictive models of the world. While recently providing professional leadership training in South Africa to many people who were working with the victims of AIDS and the HIV virus, I met one of the most powerful, saintly, and beautiful women it is my privilege to know. They called her Mama Jackie. She worked extensively with the orphans of those who died from the AIDS infection and with many of the troubled teenage youth. I asked her what was the most important lesson she had learned in working with these people. Her answer was simple and profound. She said, "People feel important when they are important to other people. So this is what I do. I involve young people to identify those who are worse off than they are, and then to serve them." Service, of course, is the essence of what the Savior and His restored gospel teach. That is the model Christ gave us. It is noteworthy that one of the greatest ways for people to have a sense of their own worth and potential, their own identity, comes from their being important to other people in meeting their needs and in serving their temporal and spiritual welfare. What a contrast this is from the popular psychology that the best way to build self-esteem is to get people to think positively about themselves.